Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, all you rebels of the Sherpalution. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. I'm back for another week here on Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. How are you guys doing? Hope you're having a Sherpalicious week. You know, we've got the holidays coming, and I know it's a stressful time for many, but I've got a little help for you, if you don't mind. If you have a Spotify app on your phone or computer or your television, you know, your smart TV, if your TV is really smart, it's probably smarter than me. If you have that, take a look at the Spotify app, and under playlists, look for Happy Sherpa Holidays. And there, you will have a playlist of probably about 100 songs from Christmas and Hanukkah for you to enjoy. And like I said, if you're just driving down the road and you want to hear some Christmas music, or you're wrapping presents, or you're putting up the tree, or maybe you've got a holiday get-together going on, you'll have the Sherpa in your home playing some Christmas music. You won't hear my voice, you won't hear any podcast, it's just lots of great holiday music. I hope you enjoy. Just a little gift from me to you. But that's not all. As some of you are well aware, there is another podcast that we're launching next year, and it's called The Expert Factory. And this past week, we launched an early preview episode about shopping apps. So if you're doing some of your holiday shopping and you're wondering how maybe you could save a little money, get a little cash back, or make sure you get the best deal, this is a show you want to check out. It's a different episode every week, but with the holidays coming up, I figured let's do one about online shopping and the shopping apps that will help you. Gotta enjoy that. Now, you know, back to the playlist. I know there are lots of songs, but unfortunately, I don't think this one is going to make the cut.
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
And this week's theme, it's going to be a return to the supernatural. Why, you ask? Well, when you hear the interview, you'll understand why we're doing this topic again. And you know I usually don't like to repeat too many topics and mix it up for different listeners and give you exposure to some of the podcasts that you might not be aware of that exists out there in Podcastia. But this was a really great one, and I had a lot of fun. So I'm sure you want to hear about our guests today.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
Funny you should ask. Well, this week's guests, you know, before I start talking about them, I gotta let you in on a little podcaster secret. I love interviewing co-hosts because the chemistry is already there. And if you think back to some of the co-hosts that I've already interviewed, like Dave and Amanda from The Owlish Folk and Dylan and Corina from Morning Cup of Murder, they were both a lot of fun. And this is a pair of co-hosts that did not disappoint for this week. They were a blast. Their names are Jennifer and Maxwell, and they host a podcast called The Odd Tonic. And I gotta tell you, this is a podcast I'm really excited about. I have nothing to do with it. This is just a personal endorsement, I guess. I really, really enjoyed their show, and I've been following it, and I would really recommend that you check it out too if you're into the paranormal or the supernatural or weird history or weird science. Dun, dun, dun. You know that song. We can't do anymore because, you know, there's laws and all that stuff. So, but anyway, where was I? I'm babbling a little bit, aren't I? Yes, I am. Jennifer and Maxwell do this amazing podcast that is definitely worth checking out. And they were in what they call The Parlor, which is where they broadcast their show. And we had a conversation via video. So we had the Sherpa Chalet reaching out to The Parlor and had a great time with them. I mean, how many people can you have an interview with and you start off with a Scooby-Doo reference, right? Zoinks, Scoob! You see, it's just amazing. So we will get to that. I'd like to remind you that this week's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. And there's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Okay, now that we've gotten the formalities out of the way, let's head on down to the replay room of the Sherpa Chalet. And let's check out my conversation with Jennifer and Maxwell of the Odd Tonic. Okay, Rebels, I got to tell you guys a story. I went to my mailbox the other day.
Whatever you do, just don't go to the mailbox.
And I get this email about this podcast, and I had never really heard of it before. And they said, oh, they want to come on the show. And I was like, okay, this is really interesting. And I saw that it was a show about supernatural and things that go bump in the night and a lot of weird and wacky things that go on in this world. And I said, oh, you know, I just had done a show about this not too long ago when I did Walking the Shadowlands. But then I played their podcast and I love it. And fortunately, they are here tonight where I'm in the Sherpa Chalet. They're in the parlor. Ladies and gentlemen, please meet the hosts of the Odd Tonic, Jennifer and Maxwell.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you, Jim?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it is my pleasure to have you guys here via video. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Do you want to go first?
No.
No. Hi, I'm Jennifer. Jennifer Page. I'm best known as a bit of a genre actress. I've been in some indie genre films, especially if you're in the D&D gaming community. I've been in a movie called Darkness Rising, one a series called Journey Quest, a sci-fi movie, action movie called Project London. I also do cosplay, and I am a part-time mermaid when I am not podcasting.
And I'm Maxwell Holacek. And for many years, I worked in Seattle tech, working in video games around the turn of the most recent century. Of those games, I think I'm probably most notorious. I'm most known for working on a series of Nancy Drew adventure games. I worked at a company called Her Interactive, where as creative director, I shipped 8 Nancy Drew games. Mm-hmm. For the fans out there who might know of these things, I worked on the games Treasure in the Royal Tower, all the way up to just before Secret of the Old Clock. I did pre-production on Secret of the Old Clock. And then I packed up my bags to look for fame and fortune in the oyster known as Seattle, ready to pluck that pearl. And the rest is history.
Yeah, let me know when you find it.
I'm still searching, Jim.
So you're kind of unraveling a little bit of the mystery for me. So we have the acting background and the tech background, yeah. And it definitely comes together and it shines through in your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your show? Sure. Actually, how you came to do it too.
Oh, yeah, how we started. Well, Maxwell and I both really always had a love for the paranormal, and we collect quite a bunch of books, and the parlor is a real place that we record where our collection of oddities are and everything like that. And just for years, we've been having discussions about the latest thing we've come across and the latest book we've read. And after a while, it was kind of like, wow, wouldn't it kind of be neat if we did our own podcast on this? So that's kind of how we got the idea.
Yeah, we had been looking for a project actually for a few years.
But yeah, true.
And we really thought, due to our backgrounds, I have a background in filmmaking as well. Mm-hmm. We really thought that we would end up doing some sort of short film or
series
or something. But, you know, as you know, that sort of project is
time consuming.
Very time consuming and usually quite expensive. And not the kind of show usually that you can just do on your own. You usually have to rely on a whole gang of people with very busy lives. They're trying to find room for your project in their very busy lives. Mm-hmm. And we found that
We thought that podcasting would be easy.
Comparatively.
Okay, comparatively, I'll jump in here for a second, if that's okay.
Sure, please.
Now, you guys are a couple. How long have you been together as a couple? Like, we can blow the lid off of this right off. Controversy right into it.
Right. Dun, dun, dun. All right, you throw out a number and I'll throw out a number and we'll see who's paying attention. How many years?
Is it 7?
Seven?
I believe it's seven.
Lucky seven?
Yeah.
Let's go with lucky seven. Yeah. 7 years we've been together.
Okay. I don't think I can debate that with you, so I'll take seven.
You're like, well, my research says.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, though we will be talking about their show throughout the show, but their podcast is also on YouTube.
Yes.
So visually, as well as with the audio that you hear in your podcast, it definitely completes the whole experience of the Odd Tonic. Where'd you get the title?
Oh, geez. That was another thing we debated on for, what, at least half a year? I would come with a list of different words that, you know, just kind of conjured the meaning of what we were going for. And it would be a combination of like this word and that word, this one and that one. And finally, when we settled on Odd Tonic, it was like, no, this... Mm-hmm. It just felt right, you know?
And it sort of, it met that prerequisite we had. You were talking about having visuals sort of match the sound of the show. We knew what we wanted the mood of the show to be, mm-hmm. and we really were looking diligently for a name that really reflected right. the mood too. And once the word tonic got put in there, we realized, oh yeah. You know, we're the Huskers with the snake oil.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, and the gypsy caravan.
Because we needed a strange or a weird or something like that. And odd isn't used very often. And then when we came up with tonic and then we had that O in odd and in tonic, it was like, this just rings really true. So it really came together well.
Very memorable. And the logo that you have for it is also very cool, I might add.
That is all Jennifer. She is an extremely talented graphic designer.
Oh, thank you, love.
You guys got all the bases covered for this show. This is probably why it works so well.
Thank you.
We wear a lot of hats.
We do.
And I presume that you keep your listeners in line because they actually send you stories, too.
Yes, they mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are called the parlor stories episodes.
Once a month, we do that. And yeah, we're always looking for strange tales that individuals can send us that, you know, you're not going to hear anywhere else. And the variety that we get is one of the things that we often appreciate, right?
Yeah, I am still just blown away at the quality of the stories that we've gotten from our listeners. And I don't know if quality is the right word, but just the, often you'll start reading and you really don't know where these things are going.
Yeah.
And they take really interesting twists and turns. And
it blows your mind that just you can pick any random person and they might have this amazing story to tell you that they might not even have a venue to share it with otherwise. You know, so many times we hear, I never tell this story to anyone, but I feel like you guys will listen. You
know? Right.
And that is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the other ones that may start with, you're not going to believe this, but.
They take one look at us and they go, oh yeah, these guys will believe it. They will definitely believe me. Look at these two.
Okay, Maxwell, since we got you talking on the mic, do you have any particular favorite stories that you guys have done so far?
Wow. You know, I think probably a lot of podcasters can relate to this. It seems like always the most recent story is a favorite. Right now, we're putting the finishing touches on the career of Cleve Baxter. He was the fellow who was a celebrated polygraph expert in the late 1960s, mm-hmm. early 1970s, and his career was just skyrocketing. And then one night on a lark, he decided to attach one of his polygraphs onto a potted plant on his desk. Because, you know, it was 2-3 in the morning and he was waiting for his coffee to kick in. And that's just the sort of thing you do at 3 in the morning, waiting for your coffee to kick in.
You interrogate a plant.
And he ended up getting some really
interesting responses.
Yes. Actual responses from the plant.
Well, I've always heard that ficus plants have a tendency to lie a little bit, though. They can either have blood.
They do. And now, tomatoes are pushovers.
Right, right.
What about me? My favorite? Favorite? Oh, gosh. Well, ghost stories are always really dear to my heart, for sure. But I definitely like to broaden the spectrum a bit. Time slips are amazing. Cursed objects are always fun. Spirit possession, just so many different topics. It's really hard to pick. And we were just discussing, me and Maxwell, that we love anything that touches on the metaphysical or something that deals with consciousness, and how those type of topics just really broaden the sense of what it is to experience life as a human being. And it just makes the world a bigger and more wonderful place when you don't have all the answers, or something alludes to something bigger than what we experience on our daily commute, you know, that sort of thing.
Now, you just said that the ghost stories are near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm. I just love ghost stories.
Both of you, or was there a specific type of genre that that you like, Maxwell?
Oh, we definitely not only love a good ghost story, we both really, really love telling a good ghost story too. We love to curl up next to the microphone and get those over the campfire voices going. Yeah.
We definitely had fun the month of October. Oh, we really kind of celebrated it a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, every subject that we broach ends up becoming this fantastic rabbit hole of things you just never knew. And
it's endless.
It really is. And something that you think, well, all right, this topic on the surface, I don't know. It might be a really interesting 15 minutes. We might want to look for something else to supplement this. And then all of a sudden, you're just pulling all of these fascinating sub-stories out. Mm-hmm. And you've got enough for like two episodes. And then...
what do you do?
Yeah, you have to kill some of your darlings.
Yeah, like sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
We looked into just the scientific explanation behind it and what's behind, you know, what is actually happening to you. And then we just dug into how it's kind of culturally acceptable that this is a phenomenon in so many cultures that it goes beyond what your doctor is saying, oh, you're not hitting REM sleep right, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's definitely cases where you can see that the medical and scientific explanation absolutely connects with what's going on. Mm-hmm. But then there are some cases where it's definitely doing something else. And we love those stories.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, another example is our time slips stories. Ooh. We had so many time slips that we actually had a part one and part two because we just refused to cut them because they were just so great.
Yeah,
found some good ones.
Mm-hmm. With all the stories that you do are in regards to some of the supernatural items, do you think it, what you've heard and even maybe what your listeners tell you, is it making you more or less skeptical about the existence of spirits and ghosts? What is your stand on that?
You know, that's a good question. And it's definitely something that we discuss and debate. And really, I have a heart. I'm an Aquarius. I don't think I like to make up my mind definitively on anything. I just don't want to be held to it because I'm going to change my mind tomorrow. But
it's true.
And how I approach it is that as a human being, I feel like I'm looking through this keyhole at a bigger universe that I don't understand. And I'm only comprehending it through what I can see through that keyhole. And all I know is there's quite a party going on past that door. And I, you know, sure, I am not going to be someone who just believes everything I hear, but I'm not going to disbelieve it just for the sake of being a safe skeptic either. I like to just keep a firm, open mind on things and really approach it so that I'm not biased one way or another, so I can take it all in and maybe go, huh, at the end.
Yeah, I would say that as people who are into the paranormal, we are pretty skeptical, actually.
Sure.
We come at it with an open mind, but we know that there's a lot of storytelling out there that might be a little more fiction-based.
There's that.
Yeah, there's that, and a lot of...
Well, we definitely take it from a scientific approach. It's not just like, you know, it has to have some sort of basis in reality. It's not...
Right. Yeah, we just don't gobble it up. We actually do a lot of research. In fact,
so much research.
I guess that's one of the things about Odd Tonic that...
makes it different.
Yeah, that makes it different. We will definitely do as much research as we can on a given topic.
And multiple books on the same subject.
And if we can go back to the original documentation on some of these topics, that's where the really good stuff is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there are stories that we've all heard, you know, these, certain stories that are sort of like the top 20 that will show up on any
Aileen Moore Lighthouse is one of them.
Right.
The tale is just retold and retold so many times, and people don't necessarily do the research. And it's like, wait a minute, no one actually ever said that. And when you were mentioning the original documentation, I immediately thought of the Watsika Wonder.
Oh, right.
With Laurence Villem. And we found the original notes from her doctor, which was just great. That's the first documented spirit possession case in the United States. And we found his original PDF of all of his, the thousand then written documentation.
Yeah. Language is a little more dense back then, but it was fascinating. And that's where the real human drama came in. And we found that what was going on outside of the strange and paranormal things was just as fascinating and really supported the spooky that was going on. Just a really, really riveting human drama.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Have either one of you had any firsthand accounts of paranormal or otherworldly activities?
Yeah, I've had quite a few in my life, to the point where I kind of consider myself a bit of an antenna towards it, especially when we start really focusing on these subjects. Maxwell and I knew from the beginning that the more you focus on this stuff, the more it seems almost invited in or it's drawn to you. And so I just try to really be careful about my excitement level when it comes to the paranormal, because you do start, you know, like attracts like, well, not that I'm saying I'm paranormal, but the subjects that you seek out in life tend to find you back, and there's a synchronicity to that. But yeah, definitely had some strange dealings in my life. Lots of, can you think of anything in particular that I haven't told so far?
Oh, you can retell some stories.
Yeah. There was this clock on my television when I lived in Illinois, and it used to just love to go flying off the TV, 3 feet. And you try to recreate it, you try to jump up and down, you try and stomp past it, and nothing would happen. That clock was always on top of my TV. It was on top of the TV and didn't fall in Seattle when we had a 6.7 earthquake. Didn't fall. And in that apartment, it just loved to go flying off the TV. And one night my sister was over and I was telling her and her husband about it. And they're like, wow, that's scary. And as they were leaving for the evening, I had poked my head out the door to say goodbye to them. And I hear this noise behind me, poke my head back into the apartment. I'm like, yep, the clock fell. And they're like, yeah, good night. We're done.
Talk about timing and exit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've just lived in places with all kinds of noises, things appearing, you know, on my bed, that sort of thing. Just not a lot of full-blown apparitions, but definitely a lot of strange things that you can't easily dismiss.
Sure, I can imagine, you know, especially when they're happening during the night and, you know, there's no one else there. And
yeah, why don't ghosts want you to sleep? I don't understand.
It's a ghostly slumber party.
No.
We're going to stay up all night, braid each other's ghostly hair.
No.
Do our ghostly fingernails.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where I don't know. It's not as scary to me as it used to be, but at the same time, I've experienced enough. I don't need any more proof.
Okay. So there's enough to make you a believer, but
if to the point where you know, not that I'm actively going searching for it, I don't feel like I need to investigate these things, but when someone tells me a story about something moving in their house or having seen something or someone calling their name or hearing knocking or something like that, there's no reason not to believe them, because I think all of those things have happened to me. So,
right. So if you hear something, it doesn't turn into, as we mentioned before, a Scooby-Doo episode.
No scrambling away. No.
How did they ever get that van that all those great colors anyway?
Oh, it is great. And they never had to wash it. What? What?
That's true.
Real history.
Yeah.
They needed to do something about their wardrobe, though. I think after a while, it got a little stale.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what kind of shows do you have coming up? Can you want to spill a little spoilers for us?
Well, we talked about the plants.
Right, we talked about the man who discovered a type of
consciousness
in plants. That's going to be the next one coming up. Mm-hmm. We know that sometime very soon we're going to be doing an episode on reincarnation. Mm-hmm. There are some fascinating stories about children who between the ages of 3 and 7 start talking about the other moms they had.
And yeah, I used to live there. I was a farmer. Yeah.
or they'll see a documentary on TV about a different country even, and they'll say, I used to live there, let me tell you about my village. And the startling thing is that some open-minded parents have actually packed up the kids and taken them to these places, and the results are beyond fascinating.
Yeah.
In one instance, a child, it seems, solved his own murder. He came back to say, yes, this person was my wife, and I lived in this home in this village, and this fellow over here, he killed me. And they were able to solve a cold case from this kid saying, yeah, you're
investigate this guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, like, was able to identify like where his body was. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you dispute that?
That's like the plot of a movie or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I was dead people. And I can prove it. I imagine there are probably a lot of supernatural and otherworldly podcasts that you guys like listening to, but what else do you guys like to listen to?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an answer?
Well, I definitely like the paranormal podcast.
Right. You know, one of the podcasts that really, really inspired me before we started doing Odd Tonic was, and I believe they're working on their second season right now. It's a podcast called Shabam. Mm. And Shabam is a podcast that I think the sweet spot is sort of middle school to high school students. Mm-hmm. But really, it is vastly entertaining for everyone. And there is just so much very, very clever writing. It's a STEM podcast. It talks about communication systems and
physics
and yes, and how larger systems work in the world. And it's all sort of contextual against what would happen during a zombie apocalypse, and how do all these systems, how do all these engineering and complex systems work together? And it is, as I was starting to say, so well written, really, really slick. There is probably the content of 5 normal podcasts, science STEM podcasts, into one episode. So funny. The hosts are just absolutely wonderful. The hosts are the producers, and the audio production is so tight. It's amazing. I'm kind of an evangelist for this show. Definitely check out Shabam. It is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know it's probably not what you expect to hear from people who talking about weird history and strange science and the paranormal, but Shabam's production quality is absolutely, absolutely inspiring.
And that reminds me that another thing was that when we were discussing what we were going to do with our podcast, we wanted to make sure it was family friendly. Mm-hmm. So we keep the language clean and that sort of thing, so that if your little oddlings are inclined to the subject matter, it's perfect for the whole family to listen to in the car if they can handle the subject matter. We keep the language clean too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I saw in your promotion that it said family friendly, but some stories might require the little kids to keep a nightlight on.
Right. We'll influence them early to get into the spooky stuff, you know, but we won't introduce them to any new swear words.
Okay. Jennifer, how about you? Was there a podcast you want to recommend?
Oh, geez. Well, I have to give a shout out to Mysterious Universe. They're just my favorite, Ben and Aaron in Australia. They always, and it is part of the paranormal bubble of things, but the variety of topics that they cover and the humor and attitude they have towards it, it's always entertaining. And I've learned so much from those guys. They cover things that I've never heard of before in the paranormal world, and if they have heard of it, their attitude and how their storytelling is just something that I tune in for as well. So it's just a great show. And
it's true. Mysterious Universe has definitely added a lot of books to the Parler shelves.
Definitely. Yeah.
And we have a portion of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion. Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where I give you guys the opportunity to plug whatever you would like to plug regarding your podcast.
All right. Well, where should we start? We could start with the website.
Sure.
You can check out our website if you want to learn more about Odd Tonic. We are at oddtonicsociety.com. And then you can find us on all the social media channels at Odd Tonic Society. That's for Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we also have a Facebook group as well, where you can find it at facebook.com/groups/oddtonicsociety. We're there on a daily basis with our oddlets and oddlings and discussing current events, current weird things, memes, anything that has to do with weird history, strange science, and the paranormal. And we also have a Patreon as well for those who love us so much they want to support the show, patreon.com/oddtonic.
Mm-hmm. And since, Jim, you had mentioned it, I wanted to reiterate the YouTube channel as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. We can be found on YouTube at Odd Tonic. Yeah, just search for Odd Tonic on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's true, we do have video versions of our audio episodes. We like to think of them as video enhanced episodes. Right. So they're actually the same episodes as our audio. But all of our episodes are done for audio podcast. And so what we've done is we've sort of found a way to bring you visually into the parlor, mm-hmm. and still keep an audio podcast going in a visual form. We'll let you check it out and let you get a deeper peek into the parlor.
And definitely. It's great. There is one more thing I want to say before forget. If anyone has a tale of the unexplained that they want to share with us, they can always email us at theparlor@oddtonicsociety.com. And either spelling of parlor is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I heard you guys have a new voicemail.
Oh, that's right. Ringtones. We have ringtones available that we put out as a treat for Halloween. A lot of listeners said that they just loved our theme music and they wanted a sample of their own. So we created two custom ringtones and an alarm that people can find on our website.
Mm-hmm. An alarm to wake up to. And you can find those on the website as well.
Yeah.
In the downloads.
In the downloads. And we have merch.
We do have merch.
We have merch on our website as well. Go to our website, oddtalksociety.com, and I'll stop plugging everything.
That's okay. That's what we do this for. Judging by the quality of your show, I can only imagine what your merchandise is like. It's probably amazing. A lot of fun, too.
Thank you.
You know, time has really flown, and it didn't even take a clock to fly off your television set. So, anyway, the name of the podcast is The Odd Tonic. We've been talking to Jennifer and Maxwell. Please listen to this show. You're going to love it. It's great. Thanks, guys, for so much for coming down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
I've got a few great Sherpa suggestions for this week. If you're looking for more podcasts about the paranormal and the little unusual things that go bump in the night and the weird and wonderful things in our universe. So, of course, I've got to recommend The Odd Tonic and also Walking the Shadowlands. We had Marianne as a guest a while back in season one. So if you missed that episode, check it out. Marianne was also a wonderful guest. And we also have The Paranormal Podcast and Lore and Weird Darkness. Hey, wait a minute. My TV set's gone. It's just completely gone, taken off the wall. Oh, yeah, I know. You miss one payment, you think they'd be a little bit nicer about it. Thanks again for listening to Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to Jennifer and Maxwell from the Odd Tonic podcast for coming down and letting us into the parlor. You know, it's funny, they're like a really good-looking couple. I don't say that about a lot of people, you know, and even they were dressed really sharp for the interview, and we only use the audio, you know. That's what kind of cool they are. So I definitely suggest you listen to their podcast, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. You know, I remember there was a time when I was really, you know, young and really sharply dressed and really cool, and that wasn't me. Never mind. But anyway, if you're enjoying the show, please leave me a nice review in Apple Podcasts. This way, people will know that it's something that they should be listening to, too. Too. I'm getting a little punchy again. And what was I saying? Yes, so leave a nice review for me on Apple Podcasts so everybody knows that they can enjoy the show as well. Please do that. And even a nice word on iHeartRadio or even Stitcher.com, where they let you post nice comments. If there's stuff you don't like about the podcast, drop me a line, okay? At jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what you're thinking. And also, if you have any suggestions, or you'd like to be a guest, or here's another one for our podcast that we're launching next year, The Expert Factory. If you're an expert and you'd like to be on the show, send it to that email address as well. And if you have any requests, I'll see what I can do for you. Boy, it's going to be a busy email box. I'm just going to really have to keep my eye on it.
Even though it's a little scary sometimes.
So anyway, I really appreciate you all being here. Don't forget to follow me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're gradually building up our following, and I'm really happy about that, and I appreciate all of you who are following me and put up with all my silliness. So until next time, have a sharpalicious week, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Viva la sharpalution! Show them the door, Mr. Bruce. Thank you very much, sir. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?